It's Minnesota 7, Michigan State 1 with exactly 2 minutes to go in the game. Face off in the Minnesota zone with Dick Lord there. Lord takes a slap shot at the net. It goes off to the right, no good. Back out to the center of the ice and down in the Michigan State zone. It'll be Ray Brooks going after it for Michigan State. Sends it over here in the near side, still in the state defensive zone. They fight for it down underneath the booth. It comes back out in the center of the ice again. It's picked up by Hansen. He picks up speed going down. The Minnesota defense converges, but Hansen gets between him. And the puck got away from him. Goes in behind the net again. Hansen and Wegleitner fighting for it. A pass out in front of the net to Gorman. Gorman trying to get a shot away. It's no good. Comes back out there. Gorman still trying. He does take a shot. That's no good. Lord tried to follow it up, but it was unsuccessful. And there's a held puck down on the behind the Minnesota net, and we're going to have a face-off in the face-off circle in the Minnesota zone. Minnesota 7, Michigan State 1. A minute and 20 seconds remaining to play in the game. Dick Lord facing off now with Harry Adams. And Lord tried to put it in there. It goes off to the left of the net again. Hansen comes in there for Michigan State trying to get it. It's being checked by Charlie Massey up against the boards. The whistle blows, and I believe there's another held puck, and we'll have another face-off. All set to go. They got the puck now. Referee drops it. Michigan State trying to get that second goal if they can. We have a minute and 10 seconds to go in this game. And now Doyle and Gorman, or Brooks combine to throw a check on John Amatuzio. The puck now in front of the Michigan State net. There was a shot by Amatuzio, but it was wide and off to the right and a little high. They still fight for it, only it's in behind the net. And now there's going to be another mix-up. Two or three of them. Dick Lord down there. And it's a big free-for-all. It's Hansen fighting it out there with Wegleitner. Wegleitner and now Bill Blair joins in. And they're right and left toss. The fight between Jimmy Doyle, Dell Reed, and one of the Minnesota players that we can't identify right now. And here comes the whole Minnesota team on the ice. And boy, they're all jumping on each other. The fists are flying but good right now in front of the Michigan State net. One referee is holding Wegleitner against the boards over on the far side. Joe Suarez gives two or three rights to the head, four or five rights to the head. And I'm telling you, it's really a free-for-all in behind that Minnesota net, or Michigan State net. And now right out here in front of the net, there's a Minnesota player holding his stick right in Ray Brooks' face. He says, "You come near me and I'll wrap this stick right around your head." And now coming after him is Gus Carlson, who throws a body check into him and knocks the guy with it was Frank Larson who was holding the stick there. They may call this game entirely. The state police are out there on the ice trying to break it up now. Dick Lord, I know, has a bloody nose. He's holding his head down. He's taking a big beating here in both games tonight. Both teams, full strength, out on the ice, 15, 16, 17 players from each team going at it full blast. Rights and left to the head, you've never seen anything like it. It finally stopped, everybody's cooled off. While the fighting was going on in back of the net, Frank Larson of Minnesota had his stick high up in the air, pushing it in the face of Ray Brooks. Not hard, but just warning him, "You come near me and I'll wrap the stick around your head." And just then, Gus Carlson came out and threw a body check into Frank Larson, knocking him on his head. That just about sent two more Minnesota men after Carlson. The referee came over and broke that one up while the state police were handling the one behind the net. Everybody's laughing and smiling down there now, however, from both teams. Everybody's out on the ice. There isn't a player on the bench, on either bench. Been rough and tumble all the way. The whistle blows now, and we're going to see what happened. Everybody's laughing. Both players on both sides are laughing very hard. I don't know if anybody was hurt or not, but I don't think there's a man that isn't on his feet at the present time. There's not on his feet at the present time, spectators and all. Bob Gorman is demonstrating down there with his stick just what happened. He said somebody came down on his back with a stick. However, everything seems to be okay now. I saw a lot of the players were shaking hands down there, both teams. They were laughing, smiling, because it did get to be quite a big free-for-all, and it actually got a little bit funny. Score is 7-1. All this happened with about 50 seconds left to go in the game. Last night, one happened, not quite this large in scope. with about 3 minutes to go in the game. But this one really tops them all. In fact, this is the best one we've seen, professional, collegiate, or otherwise, on any hockey rink. They were all going at it tonight. I don't think there was a man, including both goalies. Larson had come out of his cage and came down here to join in the fracas. Del Reed, of course, was in it. How the instant started, I don't know. Nobody is going into the penalty box. Nobody into the penalty box. 50 seconds left to go in the game. And when we get time ready to go now, there'll be a face-off in the Michigan State zone. The Spartans trail by 6-7-1. Well, Lord and Suarez of Michigan State both drew misconduct penalties, and they're, of course, out of the game. They drew 10-minute penalties, and there are only 50 seconds left to go, 40 seconds or so, 50, I believe it is. And so they're going in now to dress. They can't get back in the game anyway. It's impossible. Now, McCormick and Blair bringing the puck down the ice for Michigan State. 40 seconds to go now in this game. Back up to center ice. We're taking it over. It's Minnesota. Back into the Michigan State zone. Harry Adams takes a slap shot from the blue line. It goes in behind the Michigan State net. We have 25 seconds of play remaining. And now Dick Northey in behind his own net sends it out to the blue line, where it's stopped by the Minnesota defenseman Charlie Massey. Massey over to Adams. Adams pass intercepted by Northey. He tries one up to McCormick. McCormick loses possession of the puck. Now he regains it again. And as he does, the puck came up into his midsection. He caught it and held it, and so there'll be a faceoff. Clock stops with 10 seconds to go in the game. It's Minnesota 7, Michigan State 1. Coming in, John Amatuzio to face off with Bill McCormick. The referee drops the puck. McCormick picks up the face-off, sends it back, but it's intercepted by Minnesota. 5 seconds. It's 3 seconds to go. Minnesota offside. The clock stops with 1 second to go, and there'll be a face-off at the Michigan State blue line. Both teams come back now to face off. It'll be Amatuzio and McCormick. McCormick of Michigan State. And there it is. There's the 1 second. The game is over with Minnesota winning a wild affair. A high scoring. A lot of action. And it's been a game well worth watching. And the people here tonight certainly got their money's worth out of this one. Final score, Minnesota 7, Michigan State 1.